Good afternoon, Ms. Cassandra.
Good afternoon, Cassandra. This is Daniel calling you back from Numbu Crane. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Daniel. It's so nice to hear your voice and hear a call from you. And it's a real person.
No problem. Yes, this is a real person. You're right.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So I guess you have given me an overview of what you're looking for, and that makes complete sense. Now, you were telling me more about converting your work into NFTs. So what's your thought on that? I mean, have you been working on it? Do you have an idea what is an NFT or how does that work?
Okay, so so we've been working on these books for over 2 years.
Okay.
They're like 20 years in the making. And so back in, well, early on, it has a, the books have a life of their own. They were tried and tested in the school systems in Maryland. We did focus studies. So the books are proven to increase reading, comprehension, and math at different levels. However, the books themselves were created like, you know, like some 20 years ago, but it does combine art with education. And so when you talk about the NFTs, there's a big movement for digital art in education. And so you can kind of say these products are kind of are ahead of their time because we were going to create apps for them maybe like 3 years ago. But, of course, the cost in creating apps for, you know, the amount of content that we had was pretty extreme. And so we just continued on with hard copies and using them in a smaller platform. But they can be converted into digital NFTs for the use in different apps and classrooms and community engagement and after-school activities for children from the ages of kindergarten up to high school. Right now we're looking at trying to work with Department of Education because it can go to a different level. But my biggest problem with trying to get these published is I try to self-publish with the books. But, of course, you don't. I haven't been able to reach a certain level of clients with, you know, one person and my knowledge in the area of publication. So just looking out to people like yourself that would be willing to take my product and just take it to the next level.
Fantastic. Fantastic, Cassandra. And trust me, you're at the right place. We would love to go and help you create NFTs, market them, and even publish them on behalf of you. Now, you have told me a very great idea and a big story that would go with the NFTs because this is how NFTs are sold, you know. You need a complete back-end story, and this is what it makes. So, now, tell me, do you have a crypto wallet working on cryptocurrency as well, I guess?
I'm supposed to be, but I'm not as of yet with a lot of the fraud. You know, FBI just put out alerts on crypto. So I'm real hesitant to go with crypto right now. Because of the digital format of it, there is a necessary, foundation that needs to be put in place before we start to take these leaps, if you know what I mean. I just want to be able to protect it because in the past we've had some copyright infringement. It's very important.
Copyright your work.
Right, exactly. And so even though we've copyrighted it, that doesn't stop them from utilizing the work or taking parts of it. And so there's some foundational pieces that would need to be in place as we move forward in making sure that, one, I'm not sure if I'm ready for crypto, number one. And I know it's the way that things are moving, but they don't really have a regulation on it yet.
That makes sense. I would understand, you know, normally 90% or 99% of people who are actually after NFTs, they have crypto wallets set up.
Right, and so I'm not opposed. Right. Yeah, I'm not opposed to setting that up with the model, but I don't know if every model will be worthy of that.
Reason why I was asking for the crypto is because whenever you're selling NFTs, all right, again, 99% people sell them with exchange of crypto coins. You know, some people use Ethereum, some people use Bitcoin, but NFTs are getting bought in cryptocurrency, you know, at the end of the day.
Right, and I know
NFTs are in creating the NFTs without crypto,
yeah.
All right, that's completely up and up, all right, but eventually when we will have to publish your crypto, or I'm sorry, your NFT, or
no,
when
that's
we will
fine.
Market
I'm,
the NFT,
when,
so the one
yeah.
will be required. So it goes under
each. Yeah, I think that's great. Once I understand it more, I'll probably be willing to take it to that level, but at this point, until I get a full understanding of it, I would prefer not to involve it at this time.
Well, trust me, we are also under understanding and learning way in the process of learning how NFT works, you know. So everyone is doing the same thing. It's a new thing to the world. And, of course, everyone wants to jump into it. We are already into it. We have created a few NFTs as well. But, again, the complete science, the complete logic, the complete, you know, the complete cycle of NFTs is quite difficult and different from other businesses around the world. So makes complete sense. Now, no worries, Cassandra. We'll go ahead and start to work with publishing your books online first. All right, show you how good we are, and then we can discuss more on NFTs or maybe marketing or maybe anything else we're actually after. Now, okay, I just wanted to ask you, are these 8 books in series or how do they work? I mean, you've got 8 books live, so have you got them down in series already?
What do you mean?
I mean, have you created these books in series or they're separate stories? They're individual stories?
They're volumes and they have a specific target. So our story has a volume, they have volumes. 1 through volume 4, and they each volume has 10 books each.
Oh, okay. Okay. And how many volumes would be out there?
Well, we're not putting them all out at one time.
Just for an idea.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now we're just really doing an introduction, and we're targeting the areas where the books were most used, and so right now we probably will be putting out 4 to start.
Makes sense.
Just to start. Yeah, I really wanted to start small instead of, you know, and then, you know, little by little introduce the other volumes and the other topics.
Makes complete sense. So these old 8 books or 10 books will fall under volume 1.
Yes, 10 books will fall under volume 1 of our story. Now, that's our story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then we have Safe. That's another one. And then we have Caveman.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one. And then the last one is Nutrition. So we have a total of 4
volumes
that will be put out at separately, you know, each 1, 2, 3, and 4. But our story has several volumes. It has several books.
Fantastic, fantastic. That sounds completely perfect, Cassandra. I guess you've given me all the relevant information I need at the moment to go and get you started, and we would love to go and work on the series with you to have this published and to market this book too. So eventually, I do have a plan. I actually wanted to speak to you about that. That's the reason I jumped over the phone. The plan was to start with pre-release marketing if you do not directly want to start with publishing. What is pre-release marketing? Pre-release marketing is that whenever you're publishing a book, before publishing a book, you create a hype in the market. You create awareness in the market about a book that is coming up in the market. Now, this helps you to get pre-bookings up front before the book is getting published. And bingo, if you're actually publishing the book and you're getting certain sales in the first 10 days, your book can climb the ladder and, of course, can become the next bestseller too. Like, for example, you need to sell massive. You need to sell massive for this if you're eventually planning for directly a bestseller. So that's one thing. So pre-release marketing is something that we have initiated from the last 9 months to 10 months, and we've been implementing this on every second client, and seems like that it's working out. It's hence tested and proven service that if you're actually marketing the book first and then if you're publishing it, you see a lot of sales from the first day. And of course, if you see number of sales and if you see massive sales, like let's say 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 pre-bookings are lined up already in 10 days, if you sell maybe 1,000 more, so you can automatically, you climb the ladders with Amazon, you climb the ladders with Barnes & Noble, and of course, you climb the ladders with NYT as well. So that's how it works. Now, pre-release includes a lot of services. It does not include marketing on one platform. It includes social media marketing. It includes creating a teaser for you that would go on Vimeo, YouTube, according to the book. Then there would be an author profile that will be created for you on Amazon. There will be an author website that will be created for you. That will, of course, there will be an SEO that will be done on it to bring up the ranking of that website on Google. So automatically that brings up the ranking of your book. And then there's email marketing, there's SMS marketing, distribution of free bookmarks, postcard designs, everything. A total bundle that is actually offered in terms of services that includes everything, and we'll be handling everything for you. So even if it's a social media posting, we'll go and handle that for you. Normally we work with posting twice or thrice a week, so you do have options to go and choose that. Banners or posts or whatsoever we'll be posting for you will be discussed with you first. Same thing we'll do with the SEO. When we're creating a website, everything will be discussed with you first. And time to time, eventually, SEO is a longer run process. It's a process that comes with less investment but takes more amount of time to bring up the ranking of a website. So you can estimate at least 90 to 100 days for a person to give you results when you're talking about SEO, search engine optimization.
Okay.
However, social media and email marketing are instant results. So if email marketing is getting performed, you can see a lot of people converting sales out of those emails. And plus, if you see on social media, you would see instant sales coming in from there.
Okay.
All right. So this is actually the plan to first market the book. All right. Bring this book into a complete, perfect manner. Edit the book. Give your book best covers, which are available for this. Create all the pages for you. And publish the book after a while, let's say maybe after 3 months or so, all right, so that you can line up certain audience. And, of course, when you publish it, bingo, you would see sales from the first day.
Okay.
How does that sound so far? Am I making sense?
That sounds fine, yeah.
So this is actually the plan. This is one option, pre-release marketing. If you start with pre-release marketing, we do not charge for per books over here because we would market your author profile, all right? We will be marketing the author. Cassandra will be getting marketed instead of the books. So automatically, if the author is getting marketed, people would come to know that what books she has been written, and one by one they would fall into your volume one or maybe book number one and then book number two and then book number three and then so on and so forth that moves forward. On every second book or on the third book, you would see more number of sales from the previous one. So this is a fact too. And if you just start with publishing, that is also not a problem. We'll go ahead and edit the book. We'll proofread the book, format the book. If you have the covers ready, fantastic. If you do not have them ready, we'll create them for you and then publish the book. So there are two options which are there with you. One is simple traditional publishing, where we can publish it on three or four different platforms, Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, CreateSpace, to give it a start with. And if you go with pre-release, so it covers 15 different platforms and the complete social media part that I told you about.
Okay.
Any questions so far? Anything which is not making sense? Anything you want to confirm?
It's a lot of information. I would really like to dig deeper with regard
Absolutely.
To how this will play out. So if you could possibly, like, email this information to my email, and we can talk further. Okay.
I would like you to type in your email on your, if you're still on the live chat, can you just type it over there? I'll copy it from there without any
Okay, great. All right, great. I'll go ahead and do that then.
Okay. Anything in reference to the costing? I was expecting you would ask me the cost, how much we would charge for it.
Well, I know there's going to be a cost involved, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be getting all the services. So I just like to see what's available and what my options would be.
Okay. This is something that is available, though. Like, for example, if I'm sending you a bundle and a few things are done from the bundle already, let's say you have an author website or maybe I've created some social media pages, so there is a chance that we can reduce the price for you, too. So it's a customized service. So it's not that if you don't like something, you need to take it by hook or by crook. No, it's not like that. We'll customize it for you. We'll remove the services which you're not after and add the services which you're after and charge you for that.
Okay. All right.
All right. So I'll go
ahead
and put it up to you right away. And again, if any questions, any concerns, I'm there with you on the chat. I'm there with you on the live chat. And you have my information over the email. So if you have any questions, any concerns, shoot me an email. I would love to go and speak with you again so you can leave me a best time we can conversate again over the phone. And maybe we can take it further from there.
Sounds great. Thank you so very much.
No problem, Cassandra. Just from my understanding, how soon are you looking to get started? Just for an idea.
I'm sorry?
How soon do you want to have this book published? I mean, any intent or...
Oh, I don't have a time frame. I just want to make sure it's done right. No, I don't have a timeline.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So there's no hard push. Fantastic. All right, I'll be waiting for your email to come in. We'll take it from there then.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. Take care of yourself. Bye for now.